Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode 30 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Finally, today I officially promise you that from now on, every week, every Tuesday, I will upload a new episode. Because it's very difficult to do it without any schedule, and I guess everyone is tired of that. So now, every Tuesday, we'll meet right here. And today we're having a very difficult and, again, controversial subject. And if you live in the Baltic states and you are easily offended, so maybe you better turn it off. Today's episode is called «Прибалтика ненавидит Россию. Do the Baltic states hate Russia?» And here comes the short text. «В России очень распространен стереотип о том, что все жители Прибалтики ненавидят Россию и русских. Правда ли это? И в чем главная причина? В 1939 году СССР и Германия заключили договор о том, что страны Прибалтики, Эстония, Литва и Латвия входят в состав Советского Союза. Во всем мире это назвали оккупацией. Однако мы по-прежнему считаем, что они присоединились добровольно. После выхода из СССР в 1991 году государства Прибалтики стали самостоятельными. Сегодня они всеми силами пытаются забыть свое советское прошлое и стать частью Европы. Несмотря на то, что в Эстонии, Латвии, Литве живут миллионы русских, русский язык на государственном уровне не используется. Советские послевоенные памятники заброшены как символы оккупации. And that was it for the text. Now, as usual, let's try to translate it and find some interesting vocabulary. So, the first sentence. В России очень распространен стереотип о том, что все жители Прибалтики ненавидят Россию и русских. There is a widespread stereotype in Russia that every Baltic citizen hates Russia and Russians. We've used this phrase a lot in my podcast. I mean, распространенный стереотип, a widespread stereotype. And it's just what people think. So it means that in Russia, people think that in the Baltic countries, the Baltic states, people hate them. Also here, I wanted to talk about the word Прибалтика. And in Russian, Прибалтика is the Baltic states, the Baltic countries, or just the Baltics. Балтика is the Baltic Sea and the area around it. And in general, about this stereotype that everyone hates Russians in the Baltic states, this stereotype really exists. And almost from everyone I heard that questions after I came back from Lithuania a couple of weeks ago. My parents asked me, my friends asked me, everyone asked me, is it true that they hate us?
And it's hard to answer because on the one hand, some of them really do hate us, and on the other hand, they would never say it to my face because I am Russian, so why would they say that? They usually discuss it, I don't know, among their friends, among their families. Not with Russians, of course. Okay, and then the next two short sentences.
Правда ли это? И в чем главная причина?
Is it true? And what is the main reason for it?
В 1939 году СССР и Германия заключили договор о том, что страны Прибалтики, Эстония, Литва и Латвия входят в состав Советского Союза.
In 1939, the USSR and Germany made an agreement that Baltic states Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia were to join the Soviet Union. Here you see the two ways of saying the USSR.
СССР,
meaning USSR, and Советский Союз, the Soviet Union. Some people say just Союз, Union.
В Союзе,
in Union.
Some say в Союзе было хорошо.
It was nice in the Union. Some people are very nostalgic about that period of time, but I don't know, I would never understand that. Anyways, the next sentence.
Во всем мире это назвали оккупацией. Однако мы по-прежнему считаем, что они присоединились добровольно.
The whole world called these actions as occupation. However, we still believe they joined voluntarily. You see the word оккупация, occupation, it's pretty much the same, meaning when some country intrudes to some other country's territory and just takes it, simply speaking. And again, there are several points of view here, and there is no just black and white. Of course, on the one hand, it was terrible, and on the other hand, those small states were flourishing while being in the Soviet Union. The amount of money our government spent for them, it's just incredible. Some Russian cities were almost in ruins, and all the money were going to the Baltic states to pay for their loyalty. But of course, on the other hand, it's just terrible when someone's army comes to your country and stays there. And actually, the Soviet soldiers were staying there for years. For example, my dad, he lived in Kaunas for 2 years as a part of the military. And now he wonders, I mean, he's really so shocked and surprised that they hate us. I'm just imagining if tomorrow some American soldiers come to Moscow and they just live here, walking around in their uniform and with weapons, and would I like it? Of course not. It's my country, it's my city. I don't want any soldiers walking around it. And that's how it was for those three small countries, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, for years and years. Sorry, got a little sidetracked. We're speaking about the Russian language here. So in this sentence, we have an interesting word, добровольно. It's an adverb here, добровольно. And it comes from two words, добрая воля, meaning free will. So добровольно means voluntarily, means by your own free will to do something. So in our historical textbooks, in our papers, everywhere, they were saying that those countries joined voluntarily. They wanted to join.
Они присоединились добровольно.
That's what they say in Russia. Okay, the next sentence.
После выхода из СССР в 1991 году государства Прибалтики стали самостоятельными.
The Baltic states became independent after they had left the USSR in 1991. An interesting adjective here is самостоятельный. Here it's independent, meaning that they were независимый. They were free. And this adjective, самостоятельный, we use a lot speaking about children, especially small kids. And it means that they can do things by themselves. I mean, dressing, eating, cleaning their teeth. So doing everything by themselves, it means that they are самостоятельный. Самостоятельный ребенок. And it's considered as a good thing. Какой самостоятельный ребенок. And everyone around is delighted by that. And like here, speaking about the states, it means that they became independent. Okay, the next sentence.
Сегодня они всеми силами пытаются забыть свое советское прошлое и стать частью Европы.
Today they desperately try to forget the Soviet past and become a part of Europe. And it's so true. When I came to Lithuania in September, I talked to some old Lithuanian man and he complained that now it's considered almost as a shame to speak in Russian among Lithuanians. And everyone is trying to forget and never mention this period of their history. And sometimes it's strange because everyone speaks Russian. They pretend that they don't, but when they realize that you are Russian, they speak Russian. And when you come to the bookstore, half of the books are in Russian and the magazines are in Russian. And on TV, they have Russian channels and Russian programs. And still, they pretend that they have nothing to do with Russia. It's just strange. I don't understand that. Well, I do understand that, but I kind of don't. Okay, back to the Russian language here. And here we have an interesting expression, всеми силами, meaning by all means, or desperately trying to do something. So here it comes from все силы, meaning all your resources, all your strength, everything you have, you use to do something. For example, after a breakup, you're trying to forget your boyfriend or your girlfriend. So you can say, I'm trying to forget you so hard.
Я стараюсь забыть тебя всеми силами.
Or like here, they are trying to get rid of their Soviet past. And in Russian, it's
всеми силами пытаются забыть советское прошлое. Советское прошлое means the Soviet past,
meaning the period of time when they were the part of the USSR. And we're moving to the ending, two sentences left.
Несмотря на то, что в Эстонии, Латвии и Литве живут миллионы русских, русский язык на государственном уровне не используется.
Despite the fact that there are millions of Russians living in Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, the Russian language is not accepted as a state language. And of course, again, it's nobody's business but the Baltic people, but there are millions of Russians there. And the Russian language is the official language, I mean one of them, in many former Soviet republics, like in Belarus. In Kazakhstan, in Kyrgyzstan, they use Russian as an official language too, together with their own language. So what's the problem? And the last sentence. Советские послевоенные памятники заброшены как символы оккупации. The Soviet post-war monuments are uncared for since they are perceived as symbols of occupation. And again, this is a very painful subject for Russians and for the Baltics. Of course, in Russia, the Red Army is perceived as liberators. They saved Europe from Germany, from Nazi Germany, and they kind of brought liberty to them, which is so far from reality, but it's just how propaganda works. And in Europe, of course, it's perceived as an occupation. So nobody considers the Red Army as liberators. And some people say that they were even worse than Germans. So that was it for the vocabulary section. And today we're having something new. Or maybe I did it before. I don't remember, unfortunately. Anyways, one of my listeners, Scott, he asked me to read the text one more time in real speed. I mean, how I would read it reading to Russians, for example. So he wanted to check how he would understand it after a translation. So here I am, reading it in full speed.
Прибалтика ненавидит Россию. В России очень распространен стереотип о том, что все жители Прибалтики ненавидят Россию и русских. Правда ли это? И в чем главная причина? В 1939 году СССР и Германия заключили договор о том, что страны Прибалтики – Эстония, Литва и Латвия – входят в состав Советского Союза. Во всем мире это назвали оккупацией. Однако мы по-прежнему считаем, что они присоединились добровольно. После выхода из СССР в 1991 году государства Прибалтики стали самостоятельными. Сегодня они всеми силами пытаются забыть свое советское прошлое и стать частью Европы. Несмотря на то, что в Эстонии, Латвии и Литве живут миллионы русских, русский язык на государственном уровне не используется. Советские послевоенные памятники заброшены как символы оккупации.
And that was the text in the full speed, as I usually read it. And I forgot to apologize for my voice, because I've just recovered from sickness and it's still pretty bad. So I hope next week it'll be better. And I guess that's it. Don't forget that you can subscribe to my newsletter and receive more than 20 free audio lessons via email. Go to realrussianclub.com/subscribe. Or just check out the show notes, because I put all the links right there. And that was it for today. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!